Blog Talk Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your foot on the gas. The Red Light Sports Network presents the Red Light Sports Ramble.
They say it's cool and that, but I don't. They probably don't really think it's that cool.
With Troy Otradovic.
He is really good.
And Evan Witalison.
He's awesome.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the marvelous Evan Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. How are things going tonight, buddy?
Things are going great. It's been another great day, a great blessed day, as always. And, just another day on my grind, trying to inspire people to want to get healthy and get fit. And, you know, if there's anyone listening that struggles with their weight or knows someone that struggles with their weight, I want to give them a hand. I want to help them. And I myself have lost recently 100 pounds over the course from the last about four years. Lost about 100 pounds, have another 40, 45 to go. And I want to help others. I want to inspire others to do the same. You know, it's not easy, but with a solid support system, it's doable. And that's what I have with my my coach that I work with and my team of coaches that I work with. And I want to invite you to join that family. You know, we're family. We're going to work with you. We're going to help you. We're going to inspire you. And we're not going to give up on you as long as you don't give up on yourself. And that's the key. You cannot give up on yourself. If you give up on yourself, you're going to have a hard time being successful. But if you're willing to work for it, you're willing to push yourself, you're willing not to give up on yourself, and you're going to have a group of coaches that are here to help you. A lot of great options out there. There's Insanity, there's P90X, there's 22-Minute Hardcore, there's the latest program right now, Country Heat, there's Size, there's 21-Day Fix. Lots of things out there to help you lose weight and get fit and get the life that you want to live. But the thing is, it's going to be up to you, and that's what I want to help you with. So just shoot me an email, coachevan66@gmail.com, and let me help you get the results that you want to get. coachevan66@gmail.com. And I apologize there if I'm sounding a little excited and happy there, but I'm very passionate. I'm very passionate about helping others and inspiring others to go after what they want to go after. So I'm going to throw it back to you, Troy, really quick. We're going to be talking to Packer preseason today. But before we do that, as I said, we're going to throw it back over to you and how things going in Western PA.
Well, another normal day out in my great life, you know, work. Then I did a little yard work. And, you know, Evan, we mentioned it to the listeners before. We have a great opportunity. I started putting together some things for a local radio station, community radio station, WXED 107.3 up in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. It's a nonprofit community radio station that has so graciously talked with myself. And, you know, we're going to get to do some stuff for them, Evan. So I started putting some ideas together. There's some other, you know, things that they would like me to do as far as, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers stuff and Penguin stuff. But they definitely want to add sports to their programming, and literally have talked to us. So I'm excited about that. Spent a little time tonight just throwing some ideas down in a notebook. But I know that you're also excited about this opportunity. We've already put together a preface for one show. And so that was the exciting part of my day, besides coming on and talking sports with you tonight at 11. But these things get me excited. And I'm excited that we're going to be able to contribute to WXED 107.3 in the future. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, expand our listening base a little bit. So that was my day. And as I put in the preview, Evan, the most exciting time of the preseason is probably week three. But as we're going, it used to be week three, the starters would play a half and maybe into the second half. Tell you what, Evan, a lot of teams are shying away from playing the starters more and more. Green Bay Packers last year had an injury to Jordy Nelson. Various teams have starters that go down with injuries, and it's almost like they want to protect their investment. But I'm going to tell you, before we get into pure Packer talk, I'm not so sure if that's a great idea just to sit these guys all preseason, Evan. I mean, they've got to get out into game speed. They've got to play against other teams. They have to get in sync, and they've got to get some game time. I understand you don't want these guys getting hurt, but you've got to, at some point, not live in fear and let these guys play a little bit to get ready for the regular season. I would love for the quarterback Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson to try and get on the same page, even if it's a series or two. But I think they've got to play, and I really hope that that's the game plan, is to let them see some extended snaps instead of just handing the ball off to Eddie Lacy. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because according to Tom Clemens, that Aaron Rodgers will be playing on Thursday night at 9 o'clock out in San Francisco. So it's very interesting that you say that. You know, I have the same opinion as you. I think that's no secret. I've been pushing for Rodgers to get some action in the preseason. I want to see Nelson get some action, but I don't think that's going to happen, which I can live with that. You know, you want to make sure you don't risk re-injury at all during the preseason. But Rodgers, we need to see him, because the offensive line needs to get used to his snap count and whatnot again. They need to get used to that. And I'm glad Rodgers is going to play. I don't know how long he's going to play. I don't know how many plays he's going to play, how many snaps. But I hope he plays at least a quarter, if not the half. So I think it's very good that we get to see him. And I'm excited to see him. So it is great to see Rodgers play. As you said, they need that game action. I think you risk a lot of problems if you don't play him with their first two games of the year. They got two tough games at Minnesota, at Jacksonville, two very, very aggressive front sevens, and they got to get used to going up against that kind of thing as the season goes on. And, you know, this would be a great defense in San Francisco to go up against and really test your offense a little bit. So I'm excited to see Rodgers. I don't know how much the other starters are going to play, but it'll be fun to see. And, you know, Callahan has done pretty good considering, very raw. You know, he's not. I wouldn't trust him, you know, if he had to be a starter for a game or two. I definitely wouldn't trust him. But I am, you know, he has been a gamer. He has done pretty well. And he, you know, he can put him and the other quarterback, Williams, they can play the entire second half. You know, one can play the third quarter, the other can play the fourth quarter. But we got to see Rodgers, and we got to see Rodgers get some action. So one thing I want to ask you about, Corey Linsley, still on the PUP list. Apparently he's got a torn hamstring. Won't require surgery, but he's got a torn hamstring. And Mike McCarthy named J.C. Treader the starting center going into the season. And if you those listeners recall, back a couple of years back, J.C. Treader was supposed to be the starting center. Then he broke an ankle in, I believe it was organized team activities. And then Corey Linsley, who was drafted, took over the position and never looked back his rookie year. And last year, Treader was the offensive lineman that just jumped around, filled in admirably at center, filled in at left tackle, did a remarkable job considering at left tackle in that game against Washington. Well, now he's the starting center, and I like it. I think it's going to greatly improve the running game. I think it's going to improve the offense. Nothing against Corey Linsley. I like Corey Linsley, but there's just something about Treader. He is extremely intelligent. He knows exactly where he's supposed to be and when. He knows the offense inside and out. And I just better. I think he is a better option at that center position. And now we get to see him as the full-time starter for right now, pending injury or not so good play. But what are your thoughts with Corey Linsley still on the PUP and dealing with that hamstring injury, and J.C. Treader getting that starting job? Are you as excited as I am about that, or are you super nervous?
No, I'm not nervous at all. I thought the center position was one where they were pretty good. and the rest of the offensive line, yeah, maybe a little nervous. You know, we talked about it in the offseason, that was one position where they had to add depth. The starting five went healthy, and I can, in my mind, Evan, when I say starting five, can interchange Treader and Lindsay. I think they both have certain qualities, but I think they're both efficient and effective at the center position. So I'm not so worried about the center position because I think you've got two quality guys. Future, eventually you're going to have to lose one of them because one of them is going to establish themselves and get an opportunity somewhere else. But until that time comes, enjoy it. Because I believe that at the center position that you have two quality guys that can man the line. Now, for a quarterback, we know that they want consistency. They want to have a guy that's in there at all times. You get used to your center. The center gets used to the quarterback. But I think these guys have been around enough and have been around Rodgers that I think Rodgers actually over the last couple of years has gotten comfortable with both of these guys and the ability to function in the offense. So I'm not worried so much at that center position. And I think Treader is more suited to play at the center position. But, you know, we can't take anything away from what Lindsay did when he had his opportunity because he went on and proved that he can be very good at the center position. So I'm okay there. I'm still a little worried about depth on this offensive line overall, though, Evan. When I look at the starting five and then what we've got to put in after, I mean, you think of some of the names, you know, the name that just etched in my mind forever is Mr. Newhouse. I mean, that used to be the best option we had. And I think it's better than that this year, but I'm still not sold on the depth on this offensive line, and which means that you've got to have a healthy line. And we'll see what happens as we move forward, but I haven't seen enough right now to feel real confident about the depth on the Green Bay Packer offensive line. So what are your thoughts overall on the depth of this team? I think it's better than it has been, but I'm still not sold that if one of the starters goes down for an extended period of time, that I have the most confidence in the depth that we have at offensive line right now.
Yeah, the depth is a little concerning. I think they're better than they've been in quite a while at depth with Spriggs and then Murphy out of Stanford. And then Lane Taylor has gotten better and better. So I think they're better than they've been in quite a while. But the depth does concern me. But the thing is, I think, and I don't know how good he'll be at it, but I think Lindsay could fill in at guard at a pitch. Or you can always kick Treader out at Treader outside, and play Treader at guard, and have Lindsay take the center position back if there's any injuries or anything. So there is that option as well. I'm not as nervous as I used to be for the offensive line. Last year I was extremely nervous, especially with the options that they had, but I'm not as nervous as I used to be. So much better option. Much, much better option. So I'm definitely okay there. So wanna get your thoughts. Rob Domofsky had an article, ESPN had an article. I saw it on 247 Sports talking about it. And ESPN, Rob Domofsky, predicts Jared Abadaris will have a breakout 2016 season. And I kind of want to get your thoughts on that. I like Jared Abadaris. I think it was a great pick when they signed him. And here's exactly what he had to say about the Wisconsin alumni. Quote, "The third-year receiver has built off the momentum that he established in the playoff loss at Arizona last year, when he came off the bench and caught four passes, 55 yards. Thanks to a strong showing in training camp, combined with Jeff Janis' broken ham, Abadaris continued to move up the Packers' depth chart." So, I like Abadaris. I think he brings a lot to the offense. I think he's going to do some really good things in different packages, and he can also return kicks and punts. Then you put him alongside Devontae Adams, Montgomery, and then you got Jared Abadaris. I'm pretty comfortable with that top five. And I think you can, Davis, basically he'll be your number six. While you teach him the offense, he has a chance to kind of learn and be an asset on special teams. But guess what? That kind of leaves Jeff Janis, the odd man, out at number seven. And I don't think the Packers are going to keep seven wide receivers dry. So I want to get your thoughts on Abadaris being the breakout guy. And just how many wide receivers do you think they keep? I think they keep six. And I think the option with Janis will have to be the IR. Unless he doesn't make the 53. I don't see how he makes the 53 with how deep the wide receiving core is if you don't put him on the IR, because he hasn't earned the roster spot. You can't give it to him based off what he did in Arizona last year. Abadaris has taken what he did in Arizona last year, and he's excelling. And Janis isn't doing the same. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, I don't think Janis deserves to be on the 53-man roster. You don't base it off of last year's playoff game when he was basically playing because there is no other option. And again, I am not taking anything away from Jeff Janis. I think this is a guy that has a learning curve. I mentioned maybe a week ago that I think IR is the best option. Give him another year. Do not let another team take him. He's got potential. It's going to come down to what Jeff Janis has between the ears and can he learn the game. He's got some raw speed that you can't coach. There's one thing you cannot coach is speed. Now, does he have it between the ears to learn the offense, to run better routes, to concentrate more? That's up to Jeff Janis. And if he can do those things, and maybe a year on IR, watching these other players develop, it's going to do one of two things, Evan. It's going to make him really want it bad, and to become a student of the game, he's going to just rest on his laurels, get another chance next year, and you know the Packers are drafting another receiver next year, and the guy that's going to come in and probably going to compete. And where does that put him next year if he doesn't learn the game? I don't think he deserves to be on the 53-man roster. I think a year in IR is the best way for Jeff Janis to get better. Believe it or not, I know you got to get on the field and practice, but I'm thinking there's some things that he can do personally that can help him. But I don't say you cut ties with him. But I think the injury does not warrant him to give him a spot on the 53-man roster, not with the depth at receiver. Now, as far as Abadaris being the breakout man and having a breakout year, I wouldn't go that far. I like him. I think he can bring and add a dimension to the team, but I guess you have to define breakout. Is he going to have an all-pro season? I don't think so. It all depends on what somebody calls a breakout year, but I definitely see him having a role in this offense. I think Davante Adams is going to come back and play a little bit better. I mean, I really personally think, Evan, when you look at last year, it was very clear that Davante Adams is not a number one option. He's a guy that needs to have others around him to take the pressure off him. Teams can't key up on him. And when that happens in the number two or number three capacity, I think you'll see Davante Adams play much better. I know he had some drops last year. I'm going to put my faith that he's corrected some of those problems, not having so much pressure as being the go-to guy. Now that he'll have Jordy Nelson back, I think that will also help Randall Cobb when you have Nelson back. And then, like you said, you got Davis, you got Ty Montgomery. And so I think these guys can all play an integral part in the offense, but you can only spread the ball around so much. And you know Jordy Nelson's going to be the guy. And you got Randall Cobb as another option. Like I said, can one of these guys supplant Adams at number three? Possibly. I mean, I'm not putting Adams in at number three in a permanent marker by any means. And you're going to play your best receivers. And I think you're going to see the Packers in many four wide receiver sets this year. They have the personnel to do it, so why not do it? You're going to have huge mismatches against many teams because Many teams are struggling to have two top cornerbacks. Now you're going to throw four wide receivers out there. What are you going to do coverage-wise against four receivers that can make plays? And I think Abadaris will see some time in the four-receiver set. And so I don't think he's going to have this huge breakout year and all of a sudden put his name on the national map. But I think he's going to have a very productive year in the Green Bay offense. So there are my thoughts there.
Yeah, I think Adams can develop into a number one guy. He just wasn't ready to be a number one guy last year. So I think the wide receiver position is loaded. Now, I want to ask you your biggest concern right now. And for me, you know, a lot of people are talking about punter. I don't think it's a huge concern per se, but I do like seeing the Green Bay kid, who Minnesota alum, doing really well. I like seeing Martell do pretty well. But my biggest concern right now is defensive line. Mike Daniels missed practice today due to illness. You had Kenny Clark miss practice with the sore back. And the defensive line's thin as it is. Mike Pinnell, who's having an incredible training camp right now, he loved the first four games. Then you have Dean Lowry, who's a rookie. You got, Ringo, and you got Latroy Guy on. So regarding the dependable known quantities, going into week one, you pretty much have Mike Daniels and Guy on. Then you got a bunch of guys who you don't know how they're going to be, in an actual NFL game. So I'm a little concerned with that defensive line position, the depth, especially those first four games. And you're going to be playing a very hot and humid Jacksonville in week one. So, and you have a team in Minnesota that loves to pound the ball in week two. So I definitely am a little concerned with the defensive line depth. And I'm going to get your thought. What is your top concern with this team going into week one? Like I said, for me, it's that defensive line.
Yes, it's my biggest concern is a combination of defensive line and middle defense. I'm still not sold on Jake Ryan and Sam Barrington in the middle of it. If there's a weakness on this team, I'm looking right up the middle. I know that Latroy Guyon has played well, but what's behind him? I mean, you look at the current depth chart, you got Brian Price and Demetrius Anderson at nose tackle. I'm worried about the middle of this defense. Jake Klein at times looked a step slow. I mean, he's got a nose for the football, but at times to me he looked like he might have been the quickness. And then Sam Barrington, I think, can develop into a good inside backer, but I don't think that Ryan and Barrington combination – it makes me nervous. It makes me nervous up the middle because should Latroy Guyon not produce or go down with an injury, I'm worried. I really think that we got to put our hopes that Kenny Clark is going to contribute huge as a rookie. And signs are pointing that he can. But, again, he's a rookie. So I'm with you. I've got huge concerns on this defensive line, and I've got concerns right up the middle. Because if you can't, if you cannot sustain the line and the offensive line can get to the second level and put bodies on Ryan and Barrington, we're in trouble. Now we're in huge trouble. I'm not worried about the outside with, you know, I know Peppers is getting a little bit older. He's going to have limited snaps. You got Nick Perry out there. I know Elliott is listed on the depth chart behind Clay Matthews. I like the depth at linebacker, outside linebacker. I think you got guys that can make plays. And I'm real excited to see what happens at the cornerback position and the safety play as these young guys develop. But I'm real high on those guys. So defensively, on the outside, I'm okay. It's just I'm worried about this defensive line in the middle and the inside linebacker. But at the end of the day, Evan, those three guys up front, they've got to sustain the line. They've got to win. And when I look at it right now, I have some concerns. And you and I both know that these cornerbacks can be as great as they can be. But if you can't get pressure on the quarterback, you can't leave a cornerback out there for 4 or 5 seconds. Anybody will get burned. Deion Sanders would have got burned. And so I have my concerns right up the middle and with the defensive line, like you said. I want to touch on the punter, like you said. Go with the rookie. He's got to be better than Massey. He's got to be. And if not, cut him and go get another guy because he was just not getting it done. And I'm talking about Tim Matze. Go with the rookie. Get some new blood back there. Take a chance. The guy's been booming the ball. See what he can do. Punters are a dime a dozen. I know you want a good one, but the way the Packers' punting has been, you're not taking a gamble by doing that. Give the young kid a chance, and maybe you found a gem. If not, cut him 5-6 games in and go get another one. Now, that's the way I feel about it. I'm not downplaying the importance of punting by any means, Evan, but I'm so frustrated with our lack of being able to turn the field with Tim Matze that it's time for a change at punter. We need to have somebody that can consistently get the ball and turn the field. And he didn't do it last year, and he hasn't impressed me in the preseason. Let the rookie play. That's my thought there.
Yeah, with that, I don't really have anything else to add. Just for listening to the show, I appreciate it. Feel free to follow us on Twitter. I'm at Evan Witt Sports. Troy is at Red Light Sports. And make sure to give us a follow and send us a tweet. Let us know your thoughts, your biggest concerns with the Packers right now going into the 2016 season. Send us a tweet. And let us know at Evan Witt Sports and at Red Light Sports. And let us know what you think of the show. We greatly appreciate it. You can find us on iTunes, Red Light Sports Network. Go ahead and check us out on iTunes. All of our episodes are on iTunes, and you can listen to them at any time. So, you know, we've had some great guests through the years. We've had some great shows through the years. And we'd love for you to give us a listen and let us know your thoughts. So with that, I'm going to throw it back to you, Troy, to give your final thoughts and let the amazing listeners go.
Yes, it's you know what, Evan, it's funny that you said we've had some great shows through the years. I still remember when we first started doing this. It's not hard to imagine. I know we've always joked that we're kind of stuck with each other and that we're never quitting doing this. But I kind of had a giggle inside when you said we've had some great shows throughout the years. And you're absolutely right. 747 archived episodes on Blog Talk Radio, Evan. That's not including all the other bonus shows that we've done. That's not including the things we did before Blog Talk Radio. We're pretty close to darn near 1,000 episodes, and it's great. You know, I know you and I, we hate to miss a show, but, you know, due to our personal lives and, you know, professional commitments, there's some nights that we just can't do it. And I know you're with me here. You just hate missing a show. I just hate doing it. You feel bad. It's become part of our life, and we love doing it. And that's, you know, as I said in the beginning of the show, that's why I'm excited about, you know, being able to contribute to WXED 107.3. I think our hard work has finally come to fruition, and people realize that we have a good show, and it's nice to be able to, I guess, spread our wings and let other type of listening audiences enjoy what we have. So we do thank all of our listeners, and that's why we do it. Evan and I get on every night, talk, and we hope you enjoy the show. But with that said, Evan, I'm going to let the listeners go. Make sure you join us tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. For Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. Have a great night, everyone.